This week, John Lendorf, I want to continue our conversation from last week. You have a new career working as a prep cook at a local catering company.
Mm-hmm.
Big change for you. Of course, you're supplementing your freelance writer income with this trip back to the kitchen.
Exactly, which ironically is exactly how I started out 40 years ago when I started at KGNU.
Is it a viable career?
It's certainly a viable way to make money. I wasn't sure whether I could physically take it at this stage in my career life. But I tell people now it's like having a personal trainer 5 days a week. I'm getting in better shape because I have to. There's a lot of baby boomers who are at this point where they can't pursue their career. They need to make money. I tried Lyft, but you know, I like cooking because if you cook for an hour, you get paid for an hour. I'm not saying it's going to make you rich, but you know, there's money there. And if you have some knife skills, if you're willing to be, you know, what I've observed is just that the younger kids who were me on the other hand, on the other end of this life, 20 somethings, they're just not as serious about it. And they're not paying attention as much. And baby boomers show up on time and work harder because they've done that all their life. And there's a dire need for kitchen help in Boulder and elsewhere.
So who are you working with? Who's in the kitchen with you? Are there some people your age or some people in the boomer demographic, shall we say, more broadly?
Let's just, someday I'll write a novel called The Old Man in the Kitchen because I am the elder statesman. There, the chef is maybe 10 or 15 years younger, and there's an older dishwasher from Mexico who's a great guy. And so we joke about, you know, being elders. So there's a few folks that have immigrated to Colorado, and I'm sharpening my kitchen Spanish. And there's some people that have been through cooking school and are working as pastry chefs. And, you know, there's quite a variety. Actually, I would make every kid work in a kitchen for a month just so they have some comprehension about what hard work is like. Now I sound old. And it convinced me that I would much rather write about food than actually cook it. Now I feel like, you know, I don't have any nervous mental stress when I'm cooking. I just cook, and I'm enjoying that a lot. Hey, Sam, what's the best thing you've tasted lately?
My wife and I were in Aurora last weekend, and we've talked about pho,
mm-hmm.
and it is pronounced pho, right?
It is.
Although spelled pho, Vietnamese rice noodles in a beef broth. And we stumbled across a wonderful place called Pho Du, I think, Phoduy,
mm-hmm.
in a little strip mall at about 6th and Peoria. And the metro area has many of these little tucked away pho places that serve enormous bowls of pho.
The big bowl is really, really big.
And it's a very reasonable price. Again, it's beef broth, rice noodles, and then you have different meats in there, and they bring you fresh mint and lime.
The greens,
And the way it all melds together is just a wonderful, wonderful flavors mixing together and very inexpensive. So I was at Pho Du at 6th and Peoria in a little strip mall there. Again, it's one of many small Vietnamese pho places around the metro area.
Wonderful.
Delicious. Well, you can read John's Taste Buds column in Scentsy Magazine. Also, listen to archived radio nibbles at news.kgnu.org.
Get cooking.
'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house.